Chapter 5. The Medical Examination. Hilary comes at 7:30 a.m. to take a few of us to the medical examination. I'm feeling better now, even though I slept very badly during the night. Usually, only the best competitors are tested. That's probably why some of the girls drank alcohol last night. But a few others are often selected too. Hilary explains the drug testing process to us. Then she fills in the forms, giving details of all our medication, vitamins and food supplements. During our training, Ben and the other trainers give us supplements to make us stronger and better gymnasts. It's all legal, so there's no problem. I sit for half an hour until they call my name. I'm the last one in line. I've done this before, so usually I don't worry very much. But this is the Olympics. I enter the room and Hilary goes with me. She must be present in case there are any problems. She must be present in case there are any problems. There are more doctors than usual and everyone is serious. One of them looks at my form, reads it carefully and signs it. Then a nurse takes some blood from me and gives me permission to go. We leave the room and I immediately feel calmer. I soon forget about the examination. We all have breakfast with Ben before training starts at 9 a.m. as usual. At breakfast, Ben talks about the last few days of training. "These days are crucial for all of us," he says. "You must concentrate only on your training, nothing else. I'll worry about the rest." At the end, he explains about the medical examination. "We'll get the results of the blood tests in the afternoon, but I'm sure everything will be fine. So let's have a good practice. We haven't got much time before the Olympics." Suddenly, I feel very nervous. It's hard to believe, but the Olympics are in just a few days. I've missed a lot of fun times with other teenagers to get to this point in my career. Our trainers have worked so hard with us for years, and our families have given us their support. Now we must do our best for everyone. For ourselves, our families, our trainers and our team. But this time it's different. We've got an enormous responsibility. We represent not just our town or region, but our entire country. I feel good about our team. We've got a lot of team spirit, and I know we'll do well. We return to the gym. While I'm waiting to go on the bars, I see Estelle for a few seconds. She's training in the next room and the door is half open. Her routine is very complicated, but as always, she does each exercise perfectly and elegantly. It's going to be a very difficult competition, and I try not to worry. I start thinking about Andrew and our plans for the future. I imagine us travelling everywhere, first to Europe, then to the Far East, and from there to North and South America. There's so much to see. I think about it, and I automatically start to feel better. In the end, the morning practice goes well, and Ben is satisfied. At 12, he takes us for a big, healthy lunch. Then he says, "Go to your rooms now and relax. I'll tell you the results of the blood tests as soon as I get them." Becky and I return to our room. We sit and talk. "I know I won't compete in the end," Becky says sadly. "Everybody is fine, and I'm happy about that. But I probably won't have an opportunity to participate. It's very frustrating." I try to help her see the positive side. "Look, Becky," I say, "the Olympics is the most important sports competition in the world, and you're here. You should be happy, even if you don't compete in the end." I know, Becky answers, but still. I haven't got anything left to say, so I go and lie on my bed. I think about the last few days. So much has happened. And then I fall asleep. In my sleep, I see my team standing with me on the winner's podium. We've each got a gold medal around our necks and everybody is smiling at us. Becky is there too. Suddenly, I'm woken by a loud sound. Somebody is at the door.